Continued concern over Russia's plans. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today discussing the latest on Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border.
He spoke to the American people about how there would be pain at home if Russia invades Ukraine. It could affect energy prices. He also addressed the Russian people directly, and he made very clear that NATO is not threatening the Russian people. NATO is not planning to place missiles on Ukrainian territory, but he said that the NATO alliance is strong, united, and would stand firm. He also warned Vladimir Putin, while leaving the door open to diplomacy, that any movement into a NATO Article 5 country would be met with force.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. The House panel investigating the Capitol riot subpoenaed six more individuals today over the efforts to falsely declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election in several swing states. The panel wants testimony and records from several former Trump campaign members, as well as state elected officials who said they had knowledge of or participated in efforts to send false alternate electors in seven of the states President Biden won. Republican members of the Senate Banking Committee boycotted a vote today on President Biden's five nominees to the Federal Reserve. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have concerns over Fed nominee Sarah Bloom Raskin.
Ms. Raskin wants our banking system to start picking winners and losers in ways that would stick American families with higher gas prices, higher electricity bills, and more dependence on China.
That boycott indefinitely delays the confirmation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell to a second four-year term. L.A. law enforcement today announcing the rescue of more than 80 human trafficking and sexual exploitation victims, including children, during a week-long operation that also netted hundreds of arrests. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A positive day on Wall Street with the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all ending the day in the green. The families of several victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have reached a $73 million settlement with gun manufacturer Remington Arms.
Remington settled with the families of nine adults and children killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting who had sued over the marketing of the Bushmaster rifle Adam Lanza used to kill 20 first graders and six staff members. Family attorney Josh Koskoff talked to reporters after the announcement.
It's not a modern sporting rifle. It's not a family Swiss Army knife. It's a combat weapon.
Remington attorneys had argued the suit should be tossed because of federal immunity that applies to gun makers, but the Connecticut Supreme Court said they could be sued over how they marketed the rifle. After the shooting, 20-year-old Lanza, who also killed his own mother, killed himself. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Pentagon is warning about mergers and consolidations of U.S. defense contractors.
The U.S. military relies on just five prime aerospace and defense contractors, down from 51 a few decades ago, a Pentagon report says. For instance, 90% of missiles come from three sources. That consolidation threatens national security, competitive pressure, and oversight of taxpayer dollars, the report finds. The review was done as part of a broader effort to promote competition in the private sector. Recommendations in the report include lowering barriers to entry for new defense contractors and developing plans for a more resilient supply chain. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
America's commercial casinos won $53 billion last year, their best year ever, according to figures from the American Gaming Association. That figure represents a 21% increase from the previous year. The report does not include tribal casinos, which report revenue separately. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.